Blog Talk Radio.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and say, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh, I
feel like praising.
Sing it like we used to a long time. I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music.
I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. Truly I am blessed, honored, and saved on today, acknowledging the name of Jesus. Just the incredible honor that I have to be before you to continue reading the Word of God. Reading the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, this is an honor and a privilege, and I thank God for allowing me to continue to be committed and dedicated, praise God, in bringing the Word of God as we do. Praise God, reading Monday through Friday, praise God, at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, mostly 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, in the name of Jesus. We do mention that sometimes we do not come on at 6, but we nonetheless still will record the reading for the day. Amen. So we continue to read the Word of God. Sometimes it's a little later at Central Standard Time. It'll be like at 7 or 8 or maybe even 9 o'clock. But we thank God for those that are still continuing to be committed to hearing the Word of God. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, and I truly once again want to give honor to God. Yes, definitely, who is the head of my life, making many changes in my life. Amen. I pray in the name of Jesus for deliverance from using profanity. You know, let's keep it real, occasionally saying a cuss word, so on and so forth, and I'm praying for deliverance on behalf of that. I pray in the name of Jesus that I continue to move forward in doing what God has for me to do. But that is a situation that brings forth deliverance, an area of anger. We denounce anger in the name of Jesus. We denounce profanity in the name of Jesus. We denounce in the name of Jesus negativity in the name of Jesus. We give God praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. Amen. I want to also honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane's ministry and friends, praise God. And we just thank those that continue to support us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends as we continue to move forward on today. We thank God. Hallelujah. As we continue reading the Word of God in the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel, praise God, chapter 14. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory, God, for who you are. We thank you for the obedience in which you've given our hearts and our minds to continue to press on and be patient and yet still be diligent in doing what you would have for us to do. God, we thank you. As we give you praise, honor, and glory, let the word continue that only your word can touch somebody. Only you can change somebody in Jesus' name. We give you praise, God, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 14. Now Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was towards Absalom. And Joab sent to Tekoa and fetched thence a wise woman, and said unto her, I pray thee, feign thyself to be a mourner, and put on now mourning apparel, and anoint not thyself with oil, but be as a woman that had a long time mourned for the dead. And come to the king, and speak on his manner unto him. So Joab put the sword words in her mouth. And when the woman of Tekoa spoke to the king, she fell on her face to the ground and did obedience and said, Help, O king. And the king said unto her, What aileth thee? And she answered, I am in need of widow woman, and mine husband is dead. And thy handmaid had two sons, and they two strove together in a field, and there was none to part them. But the one smote the other and slew him. And behold, the whole family is risen against thine handmaid. And they said, Deliver him that smote his brother, that we may kill him. For the life of his brother whom he slew, and who will destroy the hair also, and so they shall quench my coal which is left, and shall not leave to my husband neither name nor remember a remainder unto the earth. And the king said unto the woman, Go to thine house, and I will give charge concerning thee. And the woman of Tekoa said unto the king, My lord, O king, that iniquity be on me and my father's house, and the king and his throne be guiltless. And the king said, Whosoever saith aught of thee, bring him to me, and he shall not touch thee any more. Then said she, I pray thee, let the king remember the king, the Lord thy God, that thou wouldest not suffer the revengers of blood to destroy any more, lest they destroy my son. And he said, As the Lord liveth, thou shalt not one hair of thy son fall to the earth. And the woman said, Let thine handmaid I pray thee, speak one word unto my Lord, the King. And he said, say on. And the woman said, wherefore then hast thou thought such a thing against the people of God? For the King doth speak this thing as one which is faulty, in that the King doth not fetch home again his banished. For we must needs die, and are as waters spilt on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Neither doth God respect any person, yet doth the device who means that his banished be not expelled from him. Now therefore, that I am come to speak of the thing unto my Lord the King, it is because the people have made me afraid. Thy handmaid said, I will now speak unto the King. It may be that the King will perform the request of his handmaid. For the King will hear and deliver his handmaid out of the hand of the man that would destroy me and my son together out of the inheritance of God. Then thy handmaid said, the word of my Lord that the King shall now be comforted. For as an anger of the God is in my Lord, the King, to discern good and bad. Therefore the Lord thy God will be with thee. Then the King answered and said unto the woman, hide not from me, for I pray thee, the King that I shall ask thee. And the woman said, let my Lord the King now speak. And the King said, is not the hand of Jael with thee in all this? The woman answered and said, as thy soul liveth, my Lord the King, none can turn to the right hand or to the left, for aught that my Lord the King has spoken. And thy servant Joab, he bade me, and he put all these words in the mouth of thine handmaid, to fetch about this form of speech hath thy servant Joab done this thing. And my Lord is wise, according to the wisdom of the angel of God. And now all things that are in the earth. And the King said unto Joab, behold now, I have done this thing. Go, therefore, bring the young man Absalom again. And Joab fell to the ground on his face and bowed himself and thanked the King. And Joab said, today thy servant knoweth that I have found grace in thy sight, my Lord. O King, and the King hath fulfilled the request of his servant. So Joab arose and went to Geshur and brought Absalom of Jerusalem. And the King said, let him turn to his own house and let him not see my face. So Absalom returned to his own house and saw not the King's face. But in all Israel there was none that to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty, and the sole of his foot, even to the crown of his head, there was no blemish in him. And when he poured his head, it was at every year's end that he poured it. because the hair was heavy on him. Therefore, he pulled it. He weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels after the king's weight. And unto Absalom there were born 3 sons and 1 daughter, whose name was Tamar. She was a woman of a fair countenance. To Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem and saw not the king's face. Therefore Absalom sent for Joab to have sent him to the king, but he would not come to him. And when he sent again the second time, he would not come. Therefore he said unto the servants, "See, Job's field is near mine, and he hath a barley there. Go and set it on fire." And Absalom's servant set the field on fire. Then Joab arose and came to Absalom unto his house. And he said unto him, "Wherefore have thou servants set my field on fire?" And Absalom answered Moab, "Behold, I sent unto thee, saying, come hither, that I may send thee to the king, saying, wherefore am I come from Geshur? It had been good for me to have been there still. Now therefore let me see the king's face, and if there be any iniquity in me, let him kill me." So Joab came to the king and told him. And when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king. And the king kissed Absalom. Chapter 15. And it came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him and said, "Of what city art thou?" And he said, "Thy servant is one of the tribes of Israel." And Absalom said unto him, "See, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of a king that hear thee." Absalom said, "Moreover, oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice." And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obedience, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on his manner did Absalom and all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said unto the king, "I pray thee, let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed unto the Lord in Hebron. For thou servant vowed a vow, who while I abode at Geshur in Syria, saying, if the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord. And the king said unto him, Go in peace. So he arose and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, As soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then ye shall say, Absalom reign in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called. And they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Golanite, David's counselor, for his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices, and the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased, continually with Absalom. And there came a messenger to David, saying, The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And David said unto all his servants that were with him in Jerusalem, Arise, and let us flee, and we shall not escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly, and bring evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servant said unto the king, Behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever the Lord the king shall appoint. And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women, which were concubines, that keep his house. And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and tarried in the place that was far off. And all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Cherethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men which came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. Then said the king to Ittai, a Gittite, Wherefore doest thou also with us? Return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger and also an exile. Whereas thou comest not but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us? Seeing I do whither I go, return thou, and take back thy brother in mercy and truth with thee. And Ittai answered the king and said, As the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whither in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. And David said to Ittai, Go and pass over. And Ittai, the Gittite, passed over, and all his men, and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over. The brook Hebron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. And the Zodak also, and all the Levites were with him, bearing the Ark of the Covenant of God. And they sent down the Ark of God, and Abiathar went up until all the people had done passing out of the city. And the king said unto Zadok, carry back the ark of God into the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. But if he thus say, I have no delight in thee, behold, here am I. Let him do to me as seeth good unto me. The king said unto Zadok the priest, art not thou a seer? Return into the city in peace. Are your two sons with you? Ahimaaz, my son, and Jonathan, the son of Abiathar. See, I will tarry in the plain of the wilderness until there come word from the certify me. Zadok, therefore, the Abiathar, carried the ark of God again to Jerusalem, and they tarried there. And David went up by the ascent of Mount Allah and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot, and all the people that was with him covered every man his head. And they went up weeping as they went up. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount where he worshipped God, behold, Hushai an Archite came to meet him with his coat rent and earth upon his head. Unto whom David said, thou passest in with me, then thou wilt be a burden unto me. But if thou return to the city and say unto Absalom, I will be with thy servant, O king, as I have been thy father's servant hitherto, so will I now also be thy servant. Then mayest thou for me I defeat the counsel of Ahithophel, and host thou not there with thee Zadok and Abiathar the priest. Therefore it will be that what thing soever thou sayest here out of the king's house, thou shalt tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priest. Behold, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son. And by them ye shall send unto me everything that ye can hear. So Hoshua, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. And when David was, chapter 16, 2 Samuel, and when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him, and with a couple of asses saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread, and 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 of summer fruits and a bottle of wine. And the king said unto Ziba, what meanest thou by this? And Ziba said, the asses be for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine that such as to be found in the wilderness might drink. And the king said, and where is thy master's son? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he abideth at Jerusalem. Ah, he said, today shall be the house of Israel restore the kingdom of my father. Then said the king of Ziba, behold, thine are all that pertained unto Mephibosheth. And Ziba said, I humbly beseech thee that I may find grace in thy sight, my lord, O king. And when David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He said, came forth and cursed still as he came. And he cast stones at David and at all the stoners of the king David, and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shimei, when he cursed, come up, thou bloody man, and thou man be Belial. The Lord hath returned unto thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned, in the Lord has delivered the kingdom unto the hand of Absalom, thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Then said Abishua, the son of Zeruiah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. And the king said, what have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah? Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. And the king said, what have I to do with you, and curse David? Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? And David said unto Abishua and to all his servants, behold, my son, which come forth of my bowels, see it my life. How much more now may my Benjamites do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord hath forbidden him. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along with the hillside over against him and cursed as he went. and threw stones at him and cast dust. And the king and all the people that were with him came weary and refreshed themselves there. And Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel with him. And it came to pass, when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, was come unto Absalom, that Hushai said unto Absalom, God save the king! God save the king! And Absalom said unto Hushai, is this thy kindness in thy friend? Why wentest thou not with thy friend? And Hushai said unto Absalom, nay, but whom the Lord and his people and all the men of Israel choose, his will I be, and with him will I abide. And again, whom should I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son, as I have served in thy father's presence? So will I be in thy presence. Then said Absalom to Ahithophel, give counsel among you what we shall do. And Ahithophel said unto Absalom, go in unto thy father's concubines, which he hath left to keep the house, and all Israel shall hear that thou art adored by thy father. Then shall the hands of all that are with thee be strong. So they spread Absalom a tent upon the top of the house, and Absalom went on to his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man laid in choir at the oracle of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom. Praise God. Once again, that's going to conclude chapter 17 of 2 Samuel. Praise God. Once again, we're going to come forth and continue reading on tomorrow, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Praise God. So once again, as always, we thank you for joining us on today. Stay tuned. We love you. The love of God. Be blessed.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Hey, Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had.